For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This is the Happy Hour.
You guys going to Happy Hour?
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America.
Yeah, maybe I'll come for a couple.
Here are your hosts, Nick Sainert.
I am a huge guy.
And Enrique Alvarez Cleary.
C is for chunk.
Brought to you by Empire Fence and Netting on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome in. Happy Monday. This is the Happy Hour, 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. Nick Sainert and Rico. Hello, Rico.
Yeller.
How's the day?
So far, so good.
How was the weekend?
Great.
You're kidsless.
Yeah. It's a cousin's camp up in Orchard now.
Cousin's camp.
Yeah. So they're
go
they're
pick them up this weekend.
We'll join them on Wednesday after work. We'll be headed up there for a little 4th of July shindig. So it'll be fun.
I was up there for a 4th of July one year.
Yeah. So I met you.
That's where I met Rico.
Yep. It's weird. It's weird. I didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
Nick thought that I was standoffish.
He was. Rico, for the first time I ever got to meet Rico, he didn't reply back to me.
You were the first person who ever said, hey, I've heard you on the radio. I like what you do. And my first instinct was just to say, thank you. And that was it.
And that's all Rico ever said to me.
And guess what? I haven't gotten any better at that because shout out to this guy that I saw at the zoo last week. I was walking by with the kids and I was saying something to him and he goes, Rico. And I turn and I look at him and I go, where do I know you from? Where do I know you from? And I was like, yes. And he goes, I recognized the voice. And I was like, thank you.
I had that. And unfortunately, that when I was playing slow pitch softball a couple of weeks ago,
I don't know what to say.
I hear, oh, that sounds like Big Swim. Well, they said Big Swim. They're like, oh, that sounds like Big Swim. Wow. I'm like, this is not what we wanted. I do have a name.
Nope.
Do have a name.
You're Big Swim now.
And because of one singular person.
Yep.
Bill Bush. Oh, okay. Two people.
Yeah. That was two people.
Two people.
Yeah, they're one person.
Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. And Jake also. Jake's a part of this.
A little bit.
Because of those three, I get called Big Swim in public.
Sorry, dude.
Not sure if people know my name.
You don't have a name
anymore. I'm Nick.
You are now Big Swim. Sorry about it.
As always, 402-464-5685. Honda Lincoln Hotline. The Starter Heyman text line are open for you guys the entire show today, as well as the Starter Heyman Jewelers live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Allo Channel 961. All places for you guys to get in touch with the show today, as well as you can always reach out to us on our individual Twitters, our personal Twitters, Nick_Sainert and @RadioRicoAC. Brad from Baldwin makes a good point. After yesterday's game, it should be changed to Big Bopper. I hit two home runs yesterday.
Wow.
The only problem was that I hit the first one and it was a solo shot.
Never want that.
The other problem was that when I hit my second, it was our team's third home run and did not count. It was an out because we're only able to go with two.
Too much power.
I swung 50%.
Too much power.
Like, I did not try to...
Badass over here.
Big Bopper. I did not try to hit a home run.
50% and just cranked it out of the stadium.
Well, the problem is that the fences at Mahoney are about 175. I think they're about 220. But
swing 15%.
Okay. I'll try that next time. Team won't be happy with
me. For me, it's just swinging.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of hitting it out of the park because it'll never happen.
I didn't think I was going to hit one out. And ultimately, both of them got out.
My name is Nick, and I hit the ball really hard.
Yeah, Crowbait makes a good point. No more gym for Big Swim. Hey. I can't. I got to make sure I lose some of the muscle.
You didn't. I've seen your swing. I know your swing. You didn't.
You know my swing. I know. I've seen
you
your swing.
You didn't hit no damn home run.
I did. Brad from Baldwin on my slow pitch softball team, by the way. So he can attest.
Thanks for the invite,
guys. And he's the one that brought it up. Rico.
Thanks for the invite, guys.
Rico, number one, you would not take it seriously.
Yes, I would.
Number two, you would not be in town enough.
Yeah, when do you play?
Sunday afternoons.
I'm in town all the time Sunday afternoons. I'm always in town.
You'll be, you won't feel like it.
Yeah, I would.
No, you would
slow not. Pitch? Yes, I would.
See, fullback trap makes a good point. More like Big Jim. G-Y-M.
I'd be there.
Big Jim.
The problem wouldn't be I wouldn't take it. I would take it too serious.
I get mad. So there was a little shindig get together for some of the teammates on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. I did not go to it. I did not participate.
How dare you?
And let's just say that they were feeling it still on Sunday afternoon. And we did not play well yesterday.
So you had to carry the team, is what you're saying.
Somewhat. But we did not play well. Brad from Baldwin played well. Brad from Baldwin, shout out to him because he slid a couple of weeks ago.
Ooh.
Still recovering from sliding with shorts on.
Oh,
yeah.
Bad idea.
Yeah. The minute somebody slides, like we had a guy slide in head first last night. Mm-hmm. I'm good, man. Like,
bad idea.
You take it too seriously.
Don't do that.
I'm out. So, and nonetheless, 402-464-5685. I did elbow a base runner yesterday on accident. So
you're terrible.
It's pretty intense.
Where do they have you at?
So normally I just play second base. On previous teams, I usually play like third, mm-hmm. but last night I actually had to play shortstop. Yeah, it was okay. I don't know. Hazel Bear says, could it be the jiggle behind the swing that makes it go so far? It could be.
There's like a delayed hit. When you hit it, there's like a vibration that goes through and hits it again.
That is true. It gives a little, it's one of those like power-ups that's in like the Mario parties and stuff. Here we go. All right.
You hear the ball.
It's got like the star emojis behind it, just pushing it out. Anyway, we should probably talk about something serious.
Probably should.
Let's talk NBA free agency real quick, because we only have about 5 minutes left in the segment. In the second segment, we're going to focus fully on college football, because there's a lot of news today. Obviously, it's official. Texas, Oklahoma in the SEC today. Nebraska head coach Matt Rhule sat down with Fox's Joel Klatt as well. That was released earlier today. We have some clips from that we definitely want to point out. Also, Utah hires a head coach in waiting, or makes it official that their defensive or one of their coordinators is the head coach in waiting. So we're going to talk all about that. They already figured out his salary too, which is a very interesting part to it. So we'll dive into that once we have a full segment to get to it. We only have about 5 minutes left in this conversation. And let's talk NBA free agency, because we saw overnight, Paul George, it makes it official. He's signing with the 76ers. Tyrese Maxey gets a $204 million Supermax deal.
Won't take effect until next year. So
that's right.
But it's still, that's
so much money for Tyrese Maxey. Paul George, $212 million,
yeah,
I believe. $212 million deal. And then you have other just role players with Philadelphia signing deals. Andre Drummond signed a short-term deal with them. Kelly Oubre Jr. signs a deal with them. Is this finally a team, Rico, that can compete? Because they've tried things.
Yes, they have.
Whether it's been involving Ben Simmons way back when, whether it's been the case of like James Harden out there, mm-hmm. or whatever it has been, whatever they've tried hasn't worked.
Yep.
So now they throw in Paul George from LA. Is he still capable of taking them to a championship?
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Paul George is going to have to be that number two guy, and Tyrese Maxey is going to have to be okay with being number three, because obviously it's Joel Embiid's team.
Yeah.
But the one thing that is going to hold Philadelphia back, that has held them back year after year after year, is injuries. Joel Embiid's knees don't hold up very well. Usually he'll end up missing a significant amount of time, regardless of the year, because of those knees. But Paul George is also not often injured, but he has a pretty extensive injury history as well. Yeah. So the one thing that Philadelphia is going to have to worry about isn't the other teams in the East, because if these two are, if those two are healthy, that Philadelphia team is scary. But it's themselves. Man. It's battling against themselves and their knees, because both of them have knee issues.
Excuse me.
And if they can't stay healthy, then Philadelphia is going to be in a ton of trouble, and they're going to have a lot of money locked up into guys who are wearing street clothes.
How about this? So Joel Embiid was obviously the MVP back in 2022. He has not played more than 68 games in a season during his career. So he played 31 back in 2017. 63 in 18, 64 in 2019, back-to-back seasons then of 51 games played. Then you have 68, 66, and then 39 games played this last season in 2023.
He got out about, 39 games into the season, or not even, 30-some games into the season, missed the entire season until the very end, helped the 76ers get into the playoffs. And then played in the playoffs and did what he did. But that he can't stay healthy for a season. You want him when he does play, he's MVP caliber. Obviously, he's one of the best players in the game when he's healthy and playing. The problem is he is rarely healthy and playing. So signing Paul George to this contract, it's pretty much going to be, okay, how far can Paul George and Tyrese Maxey take you for half of the season while Joel Embiid is nursing some type of injury or just sitting out, so that he can avoid injuries and play in the playoffs?
Another guy that they signed, they being the Philadelphia 76ers, they signed Eric Gordon. Eric Gordon from Phoenix, who had a pretty good career while he was with the Houston Rockets.
Yes. Six man of the year candidate damn near every year.
11 points per game, average double figures with Phoenix last year.
It's a bench scorer. That's a guy off the bench who's going to offer you a lot more scoring options, which is kind of something that Philadelphia needs. If Tyrese Maxey goes out, who's going to run the show for you? Eric Gordon, not a true point guard, but will get you buckets and spurts.
How about this one? Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, signs a 3-year, $66 million deal with the Orlando Magic. Comes from Denver. He was part of the championship team.
He was.
Not a horrible player. I like this play for Magic.
I don't. I like KCP.
Okay.
That's a lot of money.
It is.
For a guy who's not a star, is a solid role player on a team that is very young. He can offer that veteran leadership.
Because you have Paolo, you have Jalen Suggs, you have Markelle Fultz.
Cole Anthony,
Mo Wagner, Franz Wagner.
It's a very,
I forgot about those two.
The Wagners.
A very Jonathan young Isaac.
Team who's going to need some type of direction. And look, KCP can offer that, and he's, 3-and-D kind of guy. But I think I was talking with Austin, or maybe it was Strick, about KCP looking for a new deal when he was leaving Denver. I was like, somebody is going to overpay for KCP, and it looks like Orlando is that team. If I'm, no judgment on you going and getting your bag, but if you wanted more chances at championships, stay in Denver.
Yes. Not a bad get for Orlando, though.
No, and I'm sure Denver would have given you a decent amount of money. It wouldn't have been this much, but...
Well, we're seeing that across
KCP getting his bag.
We're seeing that across the league, right? The Thunder with Isaiah Hartenstein.
I'm going to miss him.
3 years, 87 million for Isaiah Hartenstein.
Look, I'll make fun of the contracts. I'm never mad at a black man getting his money.
James Harden got a 2-year, $70 million deal.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot for James Harden right now.
James Harden is interesting. That's an interesting case study with James Harden.
Is James Harden a top 10 player in the league? He just got paid $35 million a year.
Yes. James Harden's still a baller, and he'll still get you, points, assists, all of that. He's still a threat. It's just his game sometimes. He's so good at drawing fouls that it almost seems like that's kind of what it goes down to. That's what it devolves into. But again, it's not like he's not a baller. He's still one of the best players in the league, but
James Harden,
I don't know if he's going to be the guy to lead you to a championship.
Do you have guesses on his average this year? That got him $35 million a year. That helped him get $35 million a year. Let's see, 12, 14,
are you like 16, career averages or just this last season?
James Harden's been, this is going to be his 18th year in the league next year.
Oh, goodness.
He's been in the league since 2009.
He's been in the league for 18 years.
He's been in the league since 2009.
Holy moly.
Yeah, 2009. I didn't start a single game in 2009, 2010 with OKC. Played 76 games, though. averaged 9.5 per off the bench.
Six man. Remember, James Harden used to not have a beard.
That is correct. That's right.
Non-beardless James Harden was his.
And they call him the beard.
The beard, yeah.
They also call him Jimbo Slice. Honey bun. I do appreciate basketball reference
nicknames because they see those them. And it's like those nobody calls you that.
The beard, Jimbo Slice, Honey Bun, Uno, and the system.
I've never heard anybody call him any of those
things. Jimbo
for the beard.
You haven't heard Jimbo Slice?
I've never heard Jimbo Slice. But anyway. I've definitely never heard Honey Bun. Can you imagine Honey Bun with the duck? That's a street baller name.
Absolutely, it is.
Which makes sense, but like in an NBA game, you can hear the beer. Like they'll say like that, but like Honey Bun,
Jimbo Slice.
Come on,
Uno,
Uno. He doesn't. No.
What do you think he averaged this year, alongside Paul?
Yeah,
alongside Paul George
and Russell Westbrook
and Westbrook. Westbrook.
20. Don't be rude. 20. Am I too high?
You're too high.
Really? 18.
16.5 per game. They average 16.5 points. And this is across 72 games. Only missed 10 or didn't play in 10.
Yeah.
16.5. Had 5 rebounds a game, 8 assists.
I did not watch much Clippers basketball.
Neither did I. But that man just got $35 million a year.
And his average is going to jump up to about 28.
Yes, because he doesn't have Paul George to worry about.
And the Clippers are not going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, probably. Westbrook, they're also going to probably deal Westbrook.
Denver is making a push.
Yes.
DeAndre Jordan and Nikola Jokic want Denver to sign Westbrook.
There you go. Which would fit okay, because it also, from a team spot, it fits okay. Also, it gives Westbrook an opportunity to chase a ring.
Yep.
On an established team.
Hope he gets it.
So, all right, let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk college football. Nebraska head coach Matt Rhule sat down with Joel Klatt. They had Utah. As they've named a head coach in waiting if/when Kyle Whittingham decides to hang it up and retire. So we'll talk about that, give you some details on that right when we come back on the Happy Hour.
Follow Nick and Enrique on Twitter at @Nick_Sainert and at @RadioRicoAC. More of Happy Hour is next on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.